Yeah, hi. I'm Kelly Milner, and I'm a filmmaker out of Whitehorse, Yukon, and I am the director and the producer of Not About Me.
So can you tell our listeners about Not About Me?
Not About Me. Well, Not About Me has really been a kind of a journey. I'm from Whitehorse, as I said, and there's this woman who's sort of very well known in Whitehorse, Morgan Weinberg. She was somebody who went to Haiti after the earthquake in 2010 and, you know, has started an organization, and everyone in Whitehorse seemed to know Morgan. She was, you know, sort of a local hero. And about 5 years ago, her mom approached me with, she had a hard drive full of footage that other filmmakers had taken over the years of Morgan and her work down in Haiti, and asked if I'd be interested in maybe doing a story about it. And I realized, you know, at that time, I really didn't know much about Morgan. I knew that she, you know, did something good in Haiti with kids. And I think, like a lot of people, I just assumed it was an orphanage. And it wasn't until I started making this film and really challenging my assumptions of what it means to provide aid, and really being challenged by Morgan herself. That was sort of when I finally talked to Morgan about this project. She said, you know, I'm happy for you to use this footage, but I just want this story to not be about me. And so it really was this idea of how do you tell a story about something that I think a lot of people thought they knew what Morgan's story was, because I think it was something they wanted for themselves too. But I think it's really been an interesting journey to tell a story of somebody who had really good intentions, but realized that they had unintended consequences. And what can we learn from that?
Yeah. And the website for the film, which is notaboutme.com, it not only hosts the trailer and film bio, but it also has a deeper look to understand how Haiti has arrived where it is today, how colonialism, racism, and foreign interventions are at the root of so many Haiti's problems. And that's quoting the website. So do you feel that your approach to this film achieves what you set out to do? Because from the trailer, it's obvious that becoming the great white savior was not Morgan's intentions, but however, it was a bit of an easy trap. What is your film saying that other documentaries about countries that suffer disease crises and natural disasters, as well as corruption, are missing?
Well, I think it's, you know, for Morgan, I think initially she was going there maybe as the great white savior. I think that's what's so interesting about Morgan, is that she is very humble and willing to talk about the mistakes that she made. The idea of sharing her story was because she wants people to learn from her mistakes so that they don't have to do them themselves. I think really, you know, from her perspective, it was realizing that, you know, she went to a country that she didn't know anything about. She didn't understand the history, the culture, what it is that they actually wanted in terms of assistance, but also understanding the history of colonialism, and, you know, the fact that Haiti has been a free country. They beat Napoleon. They were the second republic in the Western world, and it was a free Black republic. So again, really understanding sort of the context of a country when you go to provide aid is really a big piece of what Morgan was trying to do by sharing her story. And I think, again, it was a challenge for us as filmmakers to really take a look at some of that and understand how that was even shaping our approach to telling this story. And is it perfect? I don't know. I feel like I was on the same journey probably when I started making the film. What I knew and understood compared to what I knew and understood by the end of 5 years of working at this is really quite a different place. So I'm really grateful of that journey that I went on. And I hope that that's partially what people will get when they watch the film.
Mm-hmm. When you watch it again, I mean, are you seeing, do you feel like there's voice and, you know, like enough voice given to Haitians speaking about their country, and also, and instead of people speaking about Haitians, but do you feel like there's enough representation of Haitians speaking openly, honestly, and about their situation rather than someone else speaking for them?
Yeah, and that was a really important piece of what when we went. So I had when I talked about the footage that I'd received, it was footage that had been filmed sort of between 2010 and I think it was like 2015, 2016. And so when I looked at it, you know, that was, it didn't have an ending and it really didn't have some of those contextual pieces. And so when we went to Haiti for our own filming, that was a big focus, was to interview and give voice to the Haitians that are working with Morgan, and who Morgan collaborates with. So speaking to, you know, the head of social services in Haiti, who's in charge of orphanages and regulating orphanages in Haiti, speaking to the head of the police for the Child Protection Brigade in Haiti, hearing from the orphanage survivors themselves, you know, the young Haitians who've lived through years of being part of the orphanage system in Haiti. Those are really important voices that we wanted to make sure were shared. But at the same time, this is a story that Morgan actually is a really important piece of it. And I think she's very relatable. I think she's a character that many Westerners and, you know, quite frankly, white people can relate to. Many of us have been Morgan or want to be Morgan. And so I think really understanding who the audience is that we're trying to reach, I think Morgan's voice in this is, and seeing Morgan and her transformation is actually a really important piece of it as well.
Yeah. So is this, are you working on a next film or where are you at right now?
Am I working? I am, but it's totally different. I'm working on a kids puppet series that is natural history, basically of the Muppets and Hinterland Who's Who Had a Baby. That's what I'm working on. So very, very different from this, but also I think really important messaging. And you know, I really realized like a lot of my films, all of my films in fact, are about, you know, helping inform and having impact and changing people's minds and behaviors, hopefully. So yeah, Not About Me is kind of a very big, heavy lift, but this one's just kind of fun and also important. Mm-hmm.
Okay, would you let our listeners know where they can see the film tonight?
This is the first time it's screened in Smithers. It's just recently been released, Not About Me. We'll be at the... we'll be screening tonight at 7 p.m. at the Pioneer Activity Center. I hope people can come out. I'm really happy to be sharing this story. I think what I find really, what I really like about these screenings is that it does lead to such conversations, really good conversations. And so that's what I'm also looking forward to after. I'm glad that I'm here. And I'm looking forward to chatting with people after watching the film and getting their impressions and ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be exciting for Smithereens as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And just as one last little thing, I mean, it was one thing to make the film, but you know, that conversation afterwards and what people do afterwards was also really important. And so if people do go on the website, they'll see that we have like a very extensive impact campaign that we developed to go along with the film and reaching, you know, really specific audiences, but giving people also something they can do. I think a lot of people, when they watch a film and they, you know, it inspires sort of some sort of action, we've tried to give people a variety of different things that they can do. Everything from just checklists to question, you know, if you are going to donate, what are some things to consider? If you are looking to go volunteer overseas, what are some questions to ask yourself? We also have a petition that is going forward to Canadian Parliament to encourage Canada to take action under its responsibilities under the UN Convention for the Rights of the Child, where we are signatories to an agreement that says we're going to eradicate orphanages globally by 2050. So there's a lot of work that we can be doing in our own country. And so encouraging Canada to start taking action to move away from institutionalizing children, which we know in our own country has a terrible history, and recognizing where we may be inadvertently supporting it in other places. And so how we can shift that to keeping families together, because that's what we know is best for children and for communities.
Okay. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for speaking with me today.